Should we start today? We have regular, yeah. Okay, so the minute when we start a new man is we have the niggin, and then we'll we're packet five, I believe.
Which
four?
What tile?
Savonin.
My thing I have here is the laser.
That was packet four. Now we're up to five,
oh,
right? Okay, so we're both saying, I hope you had a meaningful Yom Tovim, and it's good to see everyone back. Okay, and we'll start with the Niggun, and then we'll begin with packet five. Avinu Avraham. Amirachem, Rachem Aleinu, Vesein Melibeinu Bina, Lehavinu Lehaskinu, Avinu Avraham, Amirachem, Holy Kaya's called the Ray Salvator Sefa the Ava Krishma Lilmoda Lame Krishma Velasa Holy Kaya. Skol divrei salus sefa Lishmar Velasos Ulikai Meskal Dive Salvator Sefa Yavo. Okay, we're starting packet five. And then we'll see when we get to a certain point, we stop, have a Chazara, and we have a shtickel. Or a machina together, you know, nothing too difficult, just to get you, everyone to chazer. Okay, so there is a Gemara on Samach Nida Samach Aleph of the base. Tana Bana Beged Savua. What's the din if you have a Beged that is Savua, that is colored? And there's a Kesem on a beget savua. So what is the halacha? So why should it be any different than any other? Right? So the first opinion is matame mishum kesem. And the other opinion of Nassenbar Yosef Omer ain't a matame mishum kesem. Shelo tikdu beget bigdei tzivona leisha elo lahakel al tismeim. That they were misakein, that they should wear bigdei tzivonim, colored garments, to be mekel on the ksamim, meaning that there's no din of ksamim on a beget savua. That's why the minhag is that women wear colored garment during the rest of the during the Zion Kingdom, they wear white, because that's because the Vilna Gaon points out it. It says yemei libunah, so that means that you should wear a white garment, and the rest of the month she wears colored. So this way, if there's a stain, it would be mutter. Meaning, if the stain is less than a gris, then it's mutter even on white. And if the stain is more than a gris, so then it would be usser on white, but it's mutter on savuk. The Chazal were not gozer. In other words, the machlokes. The Tanakhama says they were. Beget savuk is matami mishum kes. And the Nasim Rabbi Yossi omer eina matami mishum kes. That's the story here. Rashi says the hakal kismeim she'ein hakesem nikar bo kimara dam gomer, because it's not as nikar if it's on savua. Ein hakesem nikar kimara dam gomer. So there are some people that wear black garments. That won't be naked at all. But both Rav Abadi and Rav Herschel Alsh have both told me that they think that's not a proper anhaga. And I feel very strongly about that. I don't like this opinion, because then what is it all about? It's trying to, people sometimes well-meaning, but they treat Nida as a game, hide and seek. That if I don't see it, it's not there, and therefore they make a mockery out of Hilchas Nida, because Hilchas Nida is not, oh, don't look. You see, people don't understand. When they wipe themselves, so many rabbanim say don't look. So a lot of people misunderstand what that really means. Rav Abadi points out, don't look means if you're wiping yourself, you go to the bathroom, you wipe yourself, so you're not mechuyev to look. You're not mechuyev to look. But if you know that there's a problem, that something's happening, and you say, oh, I don't look. There are a lot of people like that. There are a lot of college teachers that teach it this way, and it's a big pshia, as these rabbanim have pointed out, that because then it's just saying, you could be having a lot of blood, but I don't look, and I was told not to look. So that's what Rav Abadi pointed out. Not looking is only if there's no reisa. Why do you have no reason to assume that there was a issue? So why look? But if she knows she's having an issue with staining and maybe overstaining, etc. But I don't look. No, that's making a mockery out of, like these rabbanim pointed out of Hilchas Nida. So, and the same thing, Rabbi point out, to have black garments. It's also, it was black is the, you could see the least with black. But again, it's not hide and seek. It's not a.
But Manushah, if it's black or if it's a different color, if it's not a combination of some, what does it matter? It's not a matter of hide and seek, so that's not going to be having some.
No. So the answer is, that once it's a ksamim that are excessive ksamim are no longer ksamim anymore. They're aria daraisa. So a lot of times people are having something that could very well be aria daraisa, and they're just misalem ayin from it. And then they're making a leitzadus out of Hilchas Nida.
If it's a very large kesen, that would be considered a riyah d'oraisa. On big brothers of onim, that would still be considered a riyah shi'amei.
Correct, correct. Jeremy, you said
black clothing would be a problem because she wouldn't even be able to see the tremendous and big riyah.
Right, or right. Usually, a lot of times you would, but yeah, there's a, you're making yourself into a situation where you might be even missing a shail of a d'oraisa.
That applied to red clothing also?
I mean, black is the one that these rabbanim were, you know, more. I mean, red might be more. No, I don't know. But the point being, it's the same idea. Anything that you're trying to close your eyes and not see, and you know it might be there. In other words, sort of body pointed out the idea. Yeah, Chashuv Rabbanim said, oh, why not, right? Rabbi Bikzatzal said about the tissues, the wiping. Why are they looking? Why are they looking? Of course, Rabbi Bikzatzal's right. Why are they looking? But that means in a situation where they had no need to, as Rabbi pointed out, to look, because there was no reisa. But if they know that there's a problem happening and then they're just not looking, just to, so that's a perversion of the halacha, as these rabbanim have pointed out. So we tell women to wear big day tzivonim during the rest of the month, like yellow, blue, you know, but things that you'll be able to see that there's dam. But Rashi says, "She'ein hakesem nikar bo kimar dam gomor." So what does that mean? So Rabbi Cheskel Roth was one of the Gedolei Haposkim in America. He died not too long ago. He's one of the great Haposkim in America. Rav Alf was the Talmud of Rabbi Cheskel Roth. So he has a sefer on Nida called Heftes Tara. Do you have it here in this packet, or is it in the
page
12? Page 12. Blank, you helped me out. The Rav Cheskel Roth, the Cheskes Tara, page 12 in the packet, says, Hatam, he explains what's this idea of that the Kesem is Atam she'ena kesem nikar bo kimara dam gomor. V'yesh la zibira od yosef. T'kevim the meritora enu tamim rak arba maraz dam she'em adum of yosef. You see, so he wants to explain it further based on the Mishnah.
Did he write all of these in the question?
Yeah.
What's the
it's just a way of, you know, of organizing. You know, one is the halachas, one is the urim, you know, it's all him. I used to go bring him my lulav. That's true. I think he wants to pass on my lulav. No, it's the Omer's maybe. I think he was afraid that it was already open now, so it's going to get open. Whatever it is, okay. What? Yeah, it could be. It could be it was a return file. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. Rabbi Harari was there with me. So, the Mishnah, I don't know if it's here in this packet, but the Mishnah, yeah. What page was it? Rabbi Roth was it? No.
Oh, so
let's see. Hoffman, let's see what it says. Yeah, that's it. Very good. Tell someone else. Give him a cigar. No, just joking. Hamisha domim tamein beisha. There are five colors of blood that are tamei by an isha. Ha'adom, red. Ha'shachar, black. Uvekeren, karkom. Rashi says, kezov is ganj. It's a, in other words, in a certain garden, they plant a certain type of vegetable in the corner that has a reddish thing to it. Kimeme adoma. In other words, have the earth, and there's liquid in the earth, and it has a reddish color. One second. Ukemazuk. Well, mazug means you have wet red wine that you put some water in to make it drinkable. So those red colors are tamei. So there are the four types of red: adom, adom hashachar. So keren hakarakum. Kimei Adoma, Kimozug, Kimei Basatzli, and Shachar.
Is it Mamish black when it comes out?
One second. Adom, Shachar, Kimei Adoma, Kimozug. So, but the point of this Mishnah is that not all red is tamei. Not all red. It has to be these colors of red and black. So four types of red and one type of black. Now, the Rosh writes, today we're not so lucky in these colors, which are these four. So we ask for all types of red. We ask for all types of red. But but these are the so that means that really Mi'ikar Adin, there are types of red that are really mutter. It's just we're not bucky in what these four types are, and therefore we ask for all reds. But that's only because of chisaron of our ability to discern. You take a look here in the Rosh, page 14.
I mean, these kinds of reds seem pretty wide. I mean, they cover a very wide section of red. It's hard for me to imagine a red that would even fall into one of these four categories.
Well, look on page 14. He says, "Uvedoros halalu ein boki b'maris domim lishoyin al chachmoso l'hafrid beit dam l'dam." Page 14. He says, "In our generation, we're not boki in the different types of red. Even in the time of the Gemara, right? The Gemara says there's some chachamim that wouldn't paskin because they didn't feel they had the expertise to be mafkin between one type of red. Because the real expertise is within reds, this type of red and that type of red. Unless it's white, a yarok, mare hazav, or Hashem says that's like yellow. So that, if it's that, then it's then that's okay. But if it's not, the whole discussion of poskim, what's the good and brown. Some poskim are machmir brown, some poskim are makel brown. Right. So we'll have to see more later in the year. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. So Rav Yecheskel Roth here. Page, right? Well, so he says like this. The reason why we make on Savonim, Yishlas Biras, came to the Minatora, Eidim Tami Rakarba Mosadamim, Shem Aduba Bioser, because they're very red. Shagozra Al Ksomim, Hayuadayin Bikim Mahem, Betiru Shar Maris Adubim, Kusme Elu Hadal and Maris. So when they were all the other things I'm going to, except for the four. I have done Benem Rak. Whereas the difference is like the U is like very minuscule difference of this U versus that. Remember Rabbi Tendler, Satzal, he had a book of all the different types of reds. He had a whole textbook, you know, of Shuma Beget Savua. So once it's in a Beget Savua, you're not going to be able to discern this red and from that red. So therefore they weren't gozer. Because once there's tzivonim, that's going to affect the color and the differential of the color, and then you're not going to be able to be mafkin. That's how he explains it.
Why does that make a difference? I mean, if you don't know the difference between the few, so why is it bigger than the
other? Avil?
Yeah.
What are you saying?
What does that help us? I mean, if we don't know the difference between the few, right?
In other words, because Chachamim only answered certain types of red, and certain types of red are mutter. But that, and the difference of the shades is very fine. So if it's on a white garment, you'll be able to differentiate between the different types of reds. But if you're not on, if it's not on a white garment, then then you won't be able to differentiate, and then you won't be able to get a proper perspective of what the halacha is. So therefore, Chacham said, so therefore, the whole thing is only drabbanan anyway. So he says, once on that, we're not going to be goes there because you're not going to be able to get it right anyway. So therefore, so it became the minhag now to use. So Bezman Hazeh anyway, we're machmir and all. You could say Bezman Hazeh anyway, since we're machmir and all shades, so what difference does it make anymore? But for Maisa, the minhag is to be make on Savonim. But again, once it becomes a huge amount of Savonim, then you don't have to cool anymore of Savonim, because then it's a Ria, then it's a Deraisa, once it's too big. Different Shitas have what's called Riboy Dam. Remember, many years ago, everybody told me 6 quarters. And other years, you know, like, say, 6 quarters of, you know, American quarters. And you have 6 of them. Size of 6 quarters is that's the big, how big the stain is. So then already that's, you know, something. Also, the post game. Like Rav Ash was saying to me, this Cholomoyd and others, Rav Ransdorf, if it's more red, then maybe even if it's a smaller amount, you know, but it's obviously way more than a gris, we could treat it as a deraisa. So, really, that's the idea of Megat Zavur. That you won't be able to. That's how Rav Yecheskel Roth writes. Now, there's another important point. Rabbi Tuchman said over from Rav Reuven Feinstein, Zachai Adam, like that. And the simple pshat is the din of Tzivonim only by Beget Tzivonim? What about other things? We know because it didn't catch some of the skin. What is this called? My hand. What color is that? Is that Savona?
Not white.
Yeah, this is white. This is white. My shirt is white. My hand. This is white. So this is Savona. So then how do you ever have a kesem on the skin? So it must be, some post can point out, that the whole din of Tzavon is only a beget Tzavon.
Right. Why would that? Well, if it's on the skin, why did you even test it? Unless we need something else.
But well, we discussed the whole thing. Machlokas Rambam and Raavad, right? The different shittas, right? Of the skin. Is the nose, is starfin, right? You know, the whole discussion. So how do you see people, you know, wanted to know that, like, what's the story with a woman, Ethiopia, and things like that. You don't have to come on to that. There's people who are, you know, African American color. So, you know, Zavona, this is also Zavona. Like Rav Arieli from Stockholm, the library from Queens, pointed out that the color nude is Zavona. That's why it comes out when a woman has stockings, nude colored stockings. So that's what Rav Arieli pointed out, that's called Zavona. It's called Zavona. Unless there's a lot, then it doesn't matter that it's Zavona. Sometimes in the crotch of the stockings, it's white. But then there's the stitches. I once sent a pair of stockings to the body, and I said it to him, you know, I don't know, UPS, you know, one of these overnight things was, I wanted him to actually see it. Yeah. So there he thought, even though it was in the crotch is white, but the stitches. We'll have a discussion what happens if there's colored stitches that break it up. It's not, so then maybe it's not considered in one place. That's a whole discussion we'll see in the post. But okay, so that is, yeah, in other words, as we pointed out, the rural Feinstein and the Chayyadim has a similar thing, is that the din, where else in Halacha do we have a din of Tzavon? So the answer is, as the rural Feinstein pointed out, and the Chayyadim discussed it, we'll find that, is it Hilchas Tzaras Begadim? That there's no Tzaras Begadim than a Beged Tzavua. So that's what Rabbi Tzachar said over here from Rabbi Ruben Feinstein, and we'll see in the Chayyadim something similar, that it was, Rabbi Ruben Feinstein said it was an extension of the din of not having Tzaras Begadim in Tzavonim, so who are denying not having some in Savona. It's in this package, it's in one of the packets. So Pashtus is Rabbi Ezra Schwartz once had a correspondence with Rav Feivel Cohen about this topic, about when to say Tzavona or not. So the pashas to me, the simple pshat from, is that it only applies to beged. Even though you could say that Bukhara, it should apply, because if the reason is a Cheskel Roth, so then it should apply equally in other, on, but you can't on the skin. But then there would never be a dinner. Who has white, you know, unless you're a tzaras, and then that's white. But, so you have a kesem, only a woman who's a tzaras would have a din kesem. It's not mustaber. Then some members, when the poskim and rishonim were talking about tzaras, some on the skin, they're not talking about a woman who's a betzora, or you know.
But isn't there still a spectrum? I mean, even if there's no din of tzavonim, probably mitzvahs wise, just as the person, like as the skin color gets darker, it's probably more difficult, you know, to differentiate.
Right, I understand, but this is considered. This is not white. Does the post can assume? Well, what's the color of the wall here?
Off-white?
Yeah, so off-white is white too. Tan, but beige is not white, most can say. Right, most can put that, not white. But white and off-white, so say for Chokos Man, he has a whole discussion like that.
And you see what the Rabbis saying that when the color is darker,
who are you calling?
Rabbis. That black clothing isn't maybe someone whose skin is darker is considered black clothing as someone whose skin is lighter is going to be considered like tzavonim. Which is you would recommend people not.
No, I mean black is tzavonim also. It's just Rabbi Mavash were complaining about people who are dafko putting on black to try to camouflage tzavonim. You can't fault me that I'm not white. My skin is not white. I was born that way. You can't fault anyone who was colored for skin is because that's the way they're born. But when Ravani was an Avash who didn't like the fact that people were Dafka trying to play hide and seek. Okay. Okay, so that's now we'll have to see. Not all the now we should realize that we started off this year. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Right, it's the project Tanaim, whether there is such a pool, you know, that everyone agrees that this kula exists. I mean, it's Shulchan Aruch, we passed it from the kula of Tzavonim, but not everyone agrees. Take a look at the Ramban. You know, the Ramban, it's so interesting. The Ramban wrote like halacha sefer nida, just like the Rambam did. I always find it interesting. The Rambam wrote a codified Jewish law. And in this generation, the Rambam was so popular because this, like someone pointed out, people like, or in this generation, people are very, you know, the way someone said, textbook oriented. You know, the Rambam, it's very orderly. You know, the Rambam, he has chapter this, chapter that, you know, it's very, and that's the way secular knowledge has been imparted in this generation. So people who are, had this more exposure are very drawn to the Rambam because he's very, you know, very organized and parak this, parak that, you know, whereas the Gemara is not as well, whereas, you know, and so there are a couple of Rishonim that wrote things like the Rambam did. But the thing is, they didn't write it on Kol HaTorah Kulo, or at least we don't have it on Kol HaTorah Kulo. Like the Ramban wrote a thing, Hilchas Ramban, Hilchas Nidah Ramban. You know, just like the Rambam writes. But the Rambam wrote it on everything. I don't know, maybe the Ramban did too, but we don't have it. But I think we have Hilchas Brachas Laharitva. And I was teaching Hilchas Chol HaMoed, there's a Hilchas Chol HaMoed LaRamban, Hilchas Chal LaRamban. So in Hilchas Nidah LaRamban, page 2, he writes, Motzo Agami Pekodim Afil Shayu Klit Zivonim Bekevi Shadam Nikar Mehem Tumeya. Wow. You see? He passed this like the other opinion. You see? In other words, he denies, right, we started off to share that the two dinim, the two opinions. But the Rambam on page 3, right, Kenzim Shadim Tzalda, Ulam Shadim Kamal Tumba Tor, the Inacha Sheshes Lo. Okay, so Joshua Kli Avonim. So that's something else. Aval Kli Zivonim Eichoshim Kesem. Kichach Tiknu Chachomim Shotil Bash Isha Bigdei Zivonim Kdei Latzilim Yidin Ksanim.
How was the
problem? Yeah, page 3. Yeah, page Perk Tes Halacha Zayin.
So Ramban said that even Zivonim would be a problem Kesem?
Yeah. Don't look at me. Did you see it? You have the Ramban in front of you? It could be other Rishonim, we'll see. But, I mean, it's a Machlokas Tanai, so he's just passing like that Tanai.
Fascinating. So I always assume that the majority of the kids that they're not.
Right, because the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch asking that the
Jokhanar kind of like
pulls it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a heavy hitter. Yeah. So the Mahlokas Ramban. What about the other two who did Jokhanar come from?
Well, we have the Rambam, we have the Ramban, and the Rif and the Rush.
We saw the Rush.
What did the Rush say?
The Rosh Hashanah is holding by smart in the back. But he holds it for that reason. He holds that Tzivonim, I mean, I assume, even though Tzivonim would not be, even though Tzivonim would not be coming,
Yeah, right. Let's see, do we have the Rosh in front of us? Yes. What page is the Rosh again? Okay. Proceed. So this is done. And what does the Rif say? No. No.
Do we see it? No, we can't see it. How do we see
it? What does the Rif say? What does the Rif say? No. What does the Rif say?
Why is it
no Rif? Right, we learned in the Rif, but the Rif didn't left out Hilchas Sama, right?
I have a feeling it was the start. He left out Hilchas Sama entirely?
Right, and then the Rif, it's the Sefer Eshkol said maybe because he held us not knowing his man as that, so only knowing what this only with
the
big Harris.
The big gap.
And we'll see, but the bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch is going to pass tonight. No, so we have to. You have a Gemara Nida here? Let me Gemara Nida. Okay. So this the sugya was on Samach Aleph on the base. Then it starts off with Kulei Megadim. I don't see of the sugif of Sivonim. He speaks about some of them. I don't see it right now. Okay, so good. Okay, that's it. Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, look at Shulchan Aruch. What page is Shulchan Aruch? No? You have a page, Mr. Chalam? It's fine. Yeah. Page. Yeah. Hey, Kansam Shadimso, page 4, Sifyud, Kufitsadi Sifyud. Hey, Kansam Shadimso, Begat Savua Tahor. So look at the Noda Behuda, Dogo Bervov, Begat Savua, Timihani Shlo Aviu Shum Cholik. He's saying he's very perplexed that the Shulchan Aruch just quotes one opinion. Doesn't quote that there's another opinion. Gagos Maimini, Perthes Yisur Bia, Kasa B'Shem Rabbein Simcha B'Shem Ravon, Shlo Omru B'Gumar Dover Zayel L'Tara Begat, Shlo Yitabe Taras. You have these Rishonim that say it's only a din of taras. Well, isha tamei al baila. He says the Ramban is machmir, and then there's shitas that say it doesn't apply to isha al baila. So there are a whole bunch of shitas that are contrary. So at least they should have said there's a yeshomer not that way. Kevin Shagamar Ramban Machmir Kivur Babes Yosef Kasha Lahakel Negan Shlosha Hamore Ola. Right? The Dogma Rabbah says, right? You have the Ramban is Machmir and the Rabbeinus Ravan is Machmir. And the Rabbeinus Simcha is Machmir. But Lamaisa. Yeah.
That's a Sefer Truma?
No, Sefer Truma is Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch of Gemaiza. So, but nonetheless, we follow the Shulchan Aruch and make them. The Shulchan Aruch calls the Ramon, Fichat Til Bashayish and Bigdei Tzavon, and Gudei Latzila B'Ksamim. Okay, so Monday, Bez Hashem, will continue this packet. There's still more here in the packet. It's good to see you all. Okay. Okay, good to see everybody. Okay, so hopefully tomorrow and Monday we'll actually see more people in person. Today technically is travel day. So
we don't have to travel.
Only if you're coming from Germany or someplace like that, you can have a travel there. if you're coming from Muncie, so you're here. Right. Yeah. Okay, MZ, how are you? Mayor, how are you?